Hey guys, we're back for another episode of Drink Till We're Married. Geek Goddess is here.
Hey, Cutie is here. Barely.
Let it all out. And tonight, we are going to give you guys a good time.
We are, because you know what? We're on our third drink.
Yes, we are.
And it's a very simple drink this week. So, over the weekend, I went to Doc Porter's here in Charlotte. They actually handcraft their vodka.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, so if you're in Charlotte, you have to go by. They give tours on the weekend. And it's, I mean, very cool, small, quaint setup.
Yeah.
Owners are there. Very nice. You know, like.
Look, dudes, this is a great date night.
Listen.
Or date afternoon.
Afternoon.
Women always want to do something different. And it's a good way to get to know someone and learn a little bit something, a little bit of something about the city that you live in.
Yes. Hit them up. They have Groupons. Doc, D-O-C, Porters, P-O-R-T-E-R-S. And they're like not too far from Uptown. So it's not like deep in Charlotte either way. So check them out.
If you can get a Groupon for a day, I think you're winning.
Listen, and they don't even have to know you got a Groupon.
Right?
Put it in your name. Say, I got two of my party. Show up. That's all they do.
Winning.
Right. Say, we hook you up. It's so. Right now, they have vodka on the shelves out in the stores. I don't know what they call it. Bourbon is aging. So they have the bourbon in the barrels there. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be making gin. So, I mean, you learn about three different alcohols.
Mm-hmm.
You get a shot at the end. You get to keep the shot glass. And you have the opportunity to buy a bottle there or go to the ABC store. So it's a great date.
I love it.
Great date. Shout out to Amy Lane and Love Life at Love Life Law.
Love Life Law.
We actually rode through on the tour this weekend and had a great time and bought a bottle, of course, for the show.
Yes.
So I didn't want to mix it too hard because I wanted Geek Goddess to be able to taste kind of like the natural vodka without having it straight. So we did Doc Porter's vodka with white cran strawberry juice.
I thought it was good. It was really great. Cheers.
Cheers.
So if you guys want to know why I wasn't on the tour, because I spent my weekend at a baby shower. And this is like the second weekend this month that I've been at a baby shower.
Wait. You mean in the last 4 weeks?
Well, yeah, in the last 4 weeks, sorry, because the other one was technically in February.
Yeah.
But it's a testament to being in your 30s.
Listen, yes, between the marriages and the baby showers, get your gift cards popping.
My mom is like, what? Can we go on vacation? Nah, because you know such and such getting married. Mm. Nah, you know my friend finna have her baby.
Yep.
You know, I wrote up at Babies R Us about to cut somebody out, right? Sometimes I'm a registry. Me and Mini Goddess, if you guys want to see it, check me out on Snapchat, Geek Goddess 8. So we're at Babies R Us, right? And I'm like, you know, I got to get something good because this is the booze friends.
Oh.
And you know, he always got to do too much, right?
Yes.
And this is like one of his best friends. So I am, you know, we have roles in our relationship. And I'm investor relations for the family. So my responsibility is to make sure I put the best foot forward for our family.
So what you will not do
is show up at somebody's baby shower with like a car and something whack. Okay?
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
So I've designated an afternoon to sift through all three of these registries and find the best appropriate gift.
Yes.
So I go to Babies R Us to get the car seat. They ain't even got the car seat that she wants. It's sold out. So I'm like, what am I going to get? Anyway, come to find out, they got like red cups, sippy cups at Babies R Us. Like the red cup, like the solo cups.
Mm-hmm.
They have sippy cups.
I saw that on your snap. Yes.
It's terrible.
Oh my gosh.
No, I love it.
I love
it.
I love it.
We'll totally have one.
Yes, mine too. Like two.
So anyway. So we go in there, we get the gifts or whatever, and I get to the register, and the lady's like, do you want to sign up for a Babies R Us card? And I'm like, I don't know, because I don't have any babies. Like, and she's like, no, it's just like a, you know, customer rewards, loyalty rewards. You'll get $5 or $10 or whatever for every $125 you spend. And I'm like, hmm?
Like I've been.
Because I was just in here 2 weeks ago.
Oh, God.
Buying some other foolishness for somebody else's baby. And nobody asked me if I wanted to be in the loyalty rewards program because I could have had $10 to save on this foolishness.
Ooh. So it's $5 for every spend? Like every...
I think for every $125 you spend.
It's $5. Okay.
By the time you buy a tub and some...
Listen.
Breast all the stuff to go stuff, with it. And yeah. You didn't spend $150. Mm. And I'm like... Can y'all retroact my other $5 because I was just in here 2 weeks ago? And she was like, no. And I was like, fuck out of here.
I did. I know you did.
Goddess was with me. But that's what was going on the inside. And I just feel like Babies R Us is set up to get women like me who are coming in for these baby showers. And we buy an $8 wrapping paper.
Listen,
$8 card.
Listen, don't buy them cards and ship from there. Don't do it. Go to Walmart.
Shop.
Go to Walmart.
Go to one place.
Can I tell you how I have my whole wrapping paper set up upstairs from baby showers, weddings, Christmas? Oh no, we goes and we digs in the crates to get our good paper.
You know how I feel about my wrapping paper. You know presentation is everything.
Yes, but I have like baby shower wrapping paper.
So I had to go to Ross. I had to go to another store to find some wrapping paper.
Okay.
That wasn't baby wrapping paper. Then I had to coordinate it. Then I had to go to Michael's to get the ribbon that I needed.
Oh, Lord.
To be able to wrap a freaking, you know how big a car seat is?
Oh.
Yeah. It took a whole roll of wrapping paper.
I'm sure it did.
So anyway, that's how I spent
my
weekend.
Oh my God. And that's why she wasn't drinking with me. So I'm with Amy Lane and Love, Life, Love. And you know, Amy Lane doesn't drink white. So I had to take her shot. And then Love Life.
From the hood, a.k.a. South Carolina.
Okay, both of them. And then Love Life Law doesn't really drink alcohol like that. So I took her shot. I'm like, you know me, pour it in my cup. I'm a drinker.
I'll have everybody's shots. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. So.
That was my weekend. And then, so I'm seeing that. The Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know.
Mm.
So first of all, you know I watch a lot of TV. And for those of you that don't
know. You said you don't do what?
I said you know I watch a lot of TV.
Oh, yeah, yes. You
I watch enough TV for you, me, and somebody else.
Yes, you do. Okay.
And I don't care what people say about, oh, you could be spending those hours building your business. That's crap. Everybody watches TV. Oprah watches TV. Like, when I see those, like, Instagrams, you have the same amount of hours in a day that Oprah has. Yeah, but I don't have the same team Oprah has.
Right, working behind the scenes.
Thank you.
This is a
please
real
list
true
me
job.
That. Okay.
We got lists. We strategize. I got to do... Oh.
Exactly.
Anywho, and it's
but I use TV as a tool to kind of fuel my creativity.
Yeah, it does spark conversation.
Because I like to see what's going on. I like to see how stylists dress particular characters to bring out their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I watch TV for like various reasons, but House of Cards dropped on Friday.
I stopped it.
So it was very serious in our household. Oh my goodness.
I couldn't get past it. It was just too much.
Anyway, so it was serious in our household. Mm-hmm. You will stop
drop. Everything is
serious. You will stop drop
in your house.
And watch House of Cards. Okay? We watched like 5 episodes on Saturday.
Mm.
But, so on Real Housewives, Phaedra has taken the kids to see her jailbird husband. Which leads us to the topic for tonight's episode.
Yes.
Dating down.
We've
and the ramifications of marrying down.
Ooh, yes. She not only date. Yes. Ooh.
Not only did you date because you thought he was cute and you thought, okay, the D was good or whatever. You was in the trap house sleeping on the little twin bed. Oh, yes. Don't forget, Apollo has said that Phaedra
what?
Was like in the little trap house with her. With
no.
Him, sleeping on the little twin mattress on the floor when he had just got out of prison. So she fully knew what was up.
Flabbergasted.
Yes.
You mean the halfway house? You calling it the trap house?
Halfway trap. What's the difference? Is there a difference?
It's a twin bed. Nope.
Thank you. There's no difference. Halfway, trap, it's all the same.
See, first of all, what you're not going to do is have me on a twin bed.
And it may have not have been a twin. It could have been a queen-size air mattress. What difference does it make?
It makes a lot of difference.
It was on the floor. He did say it was on the floor. If your man is not being supported, I cannot lay in it.
Okay. Why would you do this to me? I wasn't ready.
But this is what I'm saying.
What?
I think women get to a particular age or space in their life where they feel like, I must find someone. And the people that I've been dating. So let's say you're like a Phaedra. You're an acclaimed attorney. Listen. And you have celebrity clients and you've got this fame, you got your career, you got your money, but what you're missing is your husband and your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to date down?
No, because this is for me, I think about the implications of dating down. So if you're married, I don't know how long they were married, but I know in some states, I haven't checked the laws here in North Carolina because I'm not engaged nor am I married.
Not yet. But
if you're married for, let's say, New York, I know this is a law in New York, for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think it is a law here, too. This man has a right to your pension and your 401k.
That would be a nonprofit, but okay.
Your 401k.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if I'm dating down, he is getting half of what I've worked probably before I even knew this man, all my life for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, though.
Yes.
So he may possibly get half of the money that you worked for,
mm-hmm.
but he is the key to providing you with half of the baby that you've always wanted that you haven't been able to have.
Well, so.
And how do you scale that?
We don't have to get married. Well, okay, let me backtrack, because me personally, hey cutie,
mm-hmm.
is not having kids unless I'm married.
True.
Right?
And he might know that.
So I don't feel that strongly about having children to date down to have them.
All I'm saying is he come through and he's slanging the D.
Hey.
The D is being slung.
I hate you.
Okay.
Yes.
Something pop off. Next thing you know, you thought it was Thursday. It's actually Tuesday. You done missed the pill. Or
but
three.
I don't have to marry him. Well, that's
so
the
now
thing.
You're expecting. You're past the point of any other option.
Right.
Because once you get at a certain age, you have no other options.
You have
to
no
have
option.
Your baby.
Exactly. There are no other options.
And you don't necessarily hate him. You like him. You guys are having fun. You
and
enjoy
he proposes.
His company. And
oh.
he proposes, would you marry him?
Well, see, I have no issue with dating. Well, I had no issue with dating down because I think the issue becomes in that person you're dating,
mm-hmm.
which is always the issue. It's always the person, because there are some blue collar men that will roll with you. They don't care. You walk into this 2,200 square foot home and it's yours and his name ain't on it. Some men don't care, but some men do.
So let me ask you this. How do you define dating down?
I define dating down someone that's not making the money I'm making.
Okay.
May not be as educated as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't bringing the same thing to the table. So if you may not have the education, but you could easily be making more money than me. That's
okay.
not dating down. So I guess it's a monetary, like, what are you bringing to the table?
What are you bringing to the table?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we even? Do you have more than me? But shit, then he's dating down. Do you want to date down? But I have the potential to make more. If you don't have, see, I have the potential to make more because of my degrees mm-hmm. and my job and what I have.
So here's the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know someone who's in this scenario. What if you were a physician?
Okay.
Or some sort of doctor?
Yes.
And you meet someone who's an athlete, a professional athlete,
mm-hmm.
but you know the lifespan of their career
is very short.
Let's say
especially
5 to 10 years.
Certain types
certain
of
positions,
yes.
certain,
yeah.
you know, you're no first round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you might on a good day have 10 years in your career,
mm-hmm.
but So if he has 10 years in your career, in his career, you easily got 30.
Yeah.
And the trajectory says that you will likely make more money than him over the lifespan of your career. But in the moment that you meet,
he makes more.
He makes more in that moment, though. Mm-hmm. 10 years from now, he's not, though, because he won't be playing anymore.
Yeah.
Would you consider that dating down?
No. Well, it also depends on how he manages his money. But you don't know that when you're initially dating.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Know. I don't have a problem with dating
down. What if he don't even manage his own money? Somebody else does it.
Mm. But I don't have a problem dating down. Mm-hmm. I think it's how that man handles the situation. So if he's making more than me right now, that, you know, whatever. As long as he doesn't have a problem making more than me right now, that's fine.
Okay.
But I think it's more of if he's not making more than me, how is he handling that? Because
what if he doesn't handle it well? So let's say you meet a guy who's like a Harvard dropout. Mm-hmm. Harvard dropout, though. Mm-hmm. But he has this like really cool idea and this product that he's trying to make, and he's serious about it, and he feels Shark like Tank. It's really going to pop off, and he's applying for Shark Tank, and he's, you know, trying to find all these venture capitalists, and but when you meet, you're making, you know, 10 and he making 1 because he believes in his idea, and you don't even know if the idea is going to pop off. You can't even be certain. Well, would you consider that dating down?
Yes. But as a businesswoman, you can kind of poke holes in any.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee in anything, though, right?
No. But
and then what if he's like,
to do with
babe, I'm going to need about $10,000 because this thing is going to pop off.
You want to need $10,000 to do what?
And I got bad credit. No, better yet, I'm going to need $100,000. But I know you ain't got $100,000. Right. And I got bad credit. So can you go down here and sign for this loan?
No.
Because I believe in this thing and it's going to pop off.
I have to believe in it too. So that's where my business background needs to kick in. I need to look at your plan. If I buy into the idea, oh, absolutely.
Then you're good with
because
it.
Then we're partners.
Okay.
It's not just, this is your money. No, my dude. No.
Co-owner.
Right. And matter of fact, I'm 51-49. Oh, absolutely.
Because women-owned businesses get more contracts.
That too. But nigga, you ain't got good credit, so fuck you. And what you thought you was about to do with my name and my social security number.
So I think the funny thing is that dating down is more of an issue for women than it is for men.
And you know why? Because men come into it. I mean, I've been there. They swear they can handle it.
Yeah.
It's a matter of, and I'm the type, I don't ask for anything unless I cannot do it on my own. And even in that, knowing I can't be that way with a man. You have to make them feel needed. You have to make them feel whatever. You can go out of your way to make that man feel like a man, and it's still not enough. Because if internally they have an issue, it's going to impact and infect that relationship.
Yeah.
So even if it's a woman, I mean, so if I met a dude and he was like, you don't have to work. Right at this moment, that may be like, yes, awesome, I quit this job. But 3 weeks down the line, if I'm bored and have nothing to do, is he going to have a problem with me wanting to work?
So, but I don't think so. I think it's like men don't have a problem with dating down because they desire to be in a position of authority in the first place.
Right.
Right. So if you're a man who's a doctor and you meet a woman who's like a CNA, you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. But if you're a woman who's a doctor and you meet a man who's a CNA, I think the reason you care is not just because you care. It's because society says.
But I don't think society cares as much as people think.
Oh, they do. Society, i.e. your family.
Well, and the hell with them too. But this is why I say that. I think even what you presented, I think it's not It is what society says. It mm-hmm. is what your family says. But you know who cares about it more? The man, not the woman.
And that may be true, but even if you find a guy who's okay with it, mm-hmm. you're still going to get hit across the head time and time again with society saying, I can guarantee you somebody mama, and I say this openly because it probably will be mama, who would say, if I were a doctor, she would say, you telling me you couldn't find one doctor when you was in medical school?
Right.
If I was a lawyer, you couldn't find one lawyer.
Not that paralegal.
You done went and found an office assistant.
Listen, no, Obama.
And I would be look. But he's gonna take care of the kids. He gonna be a house husband. And that's what you have to deal with. You know what I mean? Or you keep going through your career years and years, and now you're successful, and it's like, oh, okay, so you can't find no man?
Right. Hello.
You ain't got no man?
Hello, life.
Why you got everything else worked out, but you can't find a man?
Put your old ass.
Oh, yeah. Right? And so this is what I'm saying. Society, i.e. your family, friends, and your circle, will make you feel like you're doing something wrong.
But
even if you wanted to date down, even if you met a dude who was like, I don't know, slinging newspapers or something, I don't know. If he was the best person for you and he loved you and he cared about you and was willing to make sure your relationship works and make sure your kids are taken care of, society would make you feel bad about it as a woman.
Okay, so it goes to this question. I think, I don't know when we were talking, you know us, but it was something about, so do you give your man the money to pay for the date?
Remember we were talking about that? If you go out on a date and you're the one who you know is paying, would you give your dude cash so he seems like he's the one who's picking up the check?
Absolutely not. I don't give a damn. Who? This is, okay, so I'm that person. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give two shits. I don't. I really don't. Because I've been there. And to me, if he's giving me what I need, this is what people don't understand. As a woman, so I have a job and I have my own hat. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Boosie song, independent, whatever. But what most Black women are missing is that emotional aspect in their lives. I can take care of me all day, whatever. But if he's fulfilling something in my life that I don't have and I can't fulfill, that's all that matters to me. And I'll tell anybody that comes asking, and what?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think it's like, it's so funny. So when me and the boo first started dating, mm-hmm. we started dating in December, January, right? So everybody knows the boo was in school.
Yes.
And I'm talking about full time.
As in, ain't no part time job.
Ain't no part time.
Ain't no full time job.
I'm talking about full time dedicated to his studies. And so I took that on at the time, I didn't even think about it.
Right.
Like, I wasn't even aware of the fact that, this dude ain't
working. He got no job. Money. Damn, but they ain't down.
I'm coming in.
He got no income coming in.
So I go visit him, and it's like Valentine's Day, and of course he pulls out all the stops of what he can. Limited to his situation, which mm-hmm. is still super sweet because that's his personality.
I feel like that shows the real, too. Your creativity. Oh, it did. What are you... Yeah.
It did. Mm. He had, a little window of money and time and energy.
Yeah.
And he spent his... He spent his currency through, thoughtfulness.
And
that was his currency.
But that's what most of them love.
And
that.
And I loved it. And he knew me well enough to know. So anybody who knows me closely knows I love Mexican food. I don't know why. But I love some refried beans. I do. And so for dinner on Valentine's night, we went to this Mexican spot in New Haven.
Mm-hmm.
They had the mariachi band and everything.
Oh,
I mean, it was low key kind of like a dive.
Yeah.
But it was Valentine's night, so they had put out stops. So I loved it. And so we're there and we're sitting down at this table or whatever. And this lady and her guy across mm-hmm. from us sees us and she's chopping it up with us or whatever. But the check comes and I'm going to pay for the check because you know what I mean? This is something we've already established. Mm-hmm. And when I pay for the check, she's like, yeah, girl, take care of your man. And she paid for her check too.
Okay.
But it's on Valentine's Day. And it's like, you know what?
So
it doesn't. Thank you so much. It doesn't matter because I've never been treated this way on Valentine's Day before. I've never had somebody pull out, you know, put rose petals on the floor, even though we walk in a dorm room.
Listen.
It doesn't matter.
Geography.
And I've dated dudes with money.
And that's what I was going to say. So when dudes have money, it's not thoughtful.
Yeah, they can just,
it's, oh, here, go buy this, go buy
that's
that.
That's the crazy thing. So the year before, the year before I met the boo, on Valentine's Day, I was dating a dude that had money. Anybody knows me knows that, that was like my track record. I used to date dudes that had a lot of money. And he bought me this David Yurman ring. But it was silver. And I was so upset. And I mean, it had diamonds in it and everything. And I remember because he asked me what I wanted for Valentine's Day. And I said something that sparkles. I don't need to tell you what I want.
Right.
But I was so upset because it let me know that you didn't even think about me because I never wear silver. I always wear gold. Wear gold.
Oh, wow.
And so it made me so upset because it was like, you didn't even think about me. You went in this store and you don't even know me.
Right.
You don't even know me. And so it's like, do I want the dude that knows me, that's thoughtful, that's going to buy me a freaking nameplate necklace because he know I'm like, that's what I love. Because I'm low-key hood and I want to wear my freaking nameplate necklace. But it's in gold because you know that's what I love. Yeah. Or do I want this dude that's going to buy me this really expensive thing? But
that you don't even want.
Or you went in a store and just picked up whatever you thought was going to be good enough, but you don't even know me.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'd rather quote unquote date down, which really isn't dating down.
It's not. It all
hell, 3 years later, the boob, like,
hey, showed up and showed out.
Totally turned. You know what I mean? But I think as women, society is tough, though. Family is going to say you need to date a dude that is at your level.
But, and that's the thing, which level? And who are they to define what your level is?
Yeah.
Because for me, the financial level, again, that's not the level I'm worried about.
Fleeting. Everything is fleeting.
I know how I am. I'm going to make sure my bills are paid. That is the least of my worries. So if you're worried about dating down, you better worry about dating emotionally and making sure, not even emotionally, whatever that thing is you can't fulfill for yourself or that you are looking for in a mate, that's what you date for. You don't date for dollars.
Don't date for dollars.
Because it's ridiculous. I mean, listen. You can go broke tomorrow. The dollar can become extinct. Like that can
This is what I think is so funny. So you have so many women that are chasing, women and men, I think, that are chasing fame. And I say men because I follow Lily Galici. Used to be on the Shaws of Sunset again because I watch live TV.
Oh my God. I'm like, who's that?
And she started dating this dude or whatever. And they were like low key Instagram famous and looked super cute. And then she ended up like, they were engaged in everything.
Okay.
And then like, she called it off and she was like, he was after her for the likes.
Yes.
To get Instagram famous or whatever.
Hello.
And so I say that to say it just happened to women too. But it's like, if you're out here to date someone that you think is going to bring you out of your current situation, it's a couple of things at play. One, you don't feel like you can bring yourself out of your current situation.
And that's a problem.
But two, you don't realize the investment that you're making in somebody else's success.
That too.
So you're giving him your time, your energy, your goodness, your love.
But you've said this. I don't know if you said it on a podcast. We've had this conversation. You're like, you are paying in some way.
You will. You will earn every dollar that he gives you.
Yes.
There is a reason that women leave billionaires.
Yes. There's every day.
Every day you see these divorces.
Yeah.
Rupert Murdoch gets divorced, billionaire. Mm. Michael Jordan gets divorced, billionaire.
Yes.
You see it every day because at some point you realize it is not worth it.
It's not the money. Because my whole thing is, all I need to do is be able to eat three hots in a cot. It does not have to be a mansion. My happiness, my companionship is more valuable than the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, I mean, we could be broke together and happy. I'd rather be broke and happy than rich and miserable.
I would rather be broke and happy too.
Like, it's crazy.
I feel like I'm broke and happy right now. We don't have a 6-bedroom palatial estate.
But who's the thing on the tree line street?
Right. I don't know, but I feel like I want it.
You may want it, but damn. But you that's the thing. So what do we give up because we're dating for dollars?
You will give up something.
You are giving up something. You are.
My brother always says, and I don't know where he got this from, you can have anything in the world that you want. You can have anything in the world that you want, but you can't have everything.
Right.
So you got to decide what you're willing to give up to get what you want.
That is so true.
And I think women feel like, I see this guy, I see this money, I see this fame, I see this, you know, these flashing lights or whatever.
These girls, like, I can't remember which football player it was. He used to play for the Panthers. He was traded, but the girl, he had a, it all came out last year.
Peppers?
No. He had a smaller dude, like, not as big as, He had where he beat her up or whatever.
Craig Hardy.
Yes. My whole thing is, so, first of all, homegirl, how you steal him from your girl? Like, he was dating her. It was so messy. But you, all she saw was the fame, the money.
Yeah.
You didn't see what came with that.
We've been out enough around the city and around enough people that have fame and money and status to know there are women lurking.
All the time. All the time.
There are women lurking on dudes that ain't got fame and status, okay?
Okay.
So, there are women lurking on what they believe to be a come up, right?
Yes.
But it's like, why don't you feel like you can do this on your own?
But, right, like, why? You know what it is? I think they're just looking for the easy way out. Quick, fast, easy money.
It's not easy.
Exactly.
If it were easy, not one billionaire would have ever gone through a divorce.
Yeah, because they aren't the ones filing for the most part. They are not. It's their wives.
So if it's that easy, then why are women leaving men left and right? I'd rather go through a court case or a custody case for our kids than to have to deal with your BS any longer.
Right.
Why do you think women are going through that?
Exactly.
Nobody's choosing to go through that just because.
But they see it as, I mean, that's just like these bras having these babies. Like I was telling you about Ocho Cinco's baby mama.
Yeah.
When he was texting about he wanted a date, he needed a date for movie night. But you just had a baby by this dude, not even like a year, maybe a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Why?
Because one, they don't believe in protecting themselves.
But then what, you thought it was going to be an easy come up because otherwise you weren't married. You weren't engaged.
True.
How long were you in a relationship with this dude? I mean,
I don't, I think it's like, it's a little bit, of laziness, right? And also, you don't understand the full amount of work that's going to go into it. And so you feel like, well, this person is pseudo-famous. I mean, Ocho Cinco is pseudo-famous because he's not even in the
famous
league anymore. But he ain't
making
in the league
no
anymore.
Money, though.
So, and he already has, like, a ton of kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, how can I parlay this into something else? But you're bringing another person into this world that didn't ask to be here and that didn't ask to be a part of this foolishness.
Exactly.
But let's just say you liked him for real.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say you weren't with him for the money. You were with him because you thought he was cool. Then why wouldn't you put both of you in a position to really see where your relationship is going to go?
Before you decide
to have kids.
Birth control. Yeah, how about that?
That's what it's for.
It's an old age concept. I mean, hell. The pill been
Here's
around
the thing,
forever.
Even if you ain't got health insurance, you can get the pill.
For listen, I have health insurance and I get the pill for the low of $0.
But I think my issue is more with men who date down. Because
why?
The spotlight is never on them. And I think it's like, them dating down just feeds their ego.
Does it though? Or
I think
is
it
because that's kind of the playing field?
No. If you're a man who's successful in his career,
mm-hmm.
There has to be a woman or three who's around you who's successful in her career. If you're a guy who just finished a freaking, you know, MBA at Kellogg School of Business, you telling me ain't no chicks went in that class with you?
But that doesn't mean you're going to be successful.
It doesn't. It doesn't, right? But once you get to the point where you are, why are you dating a secretary versus dating another executive?
Well,
is it because she's going to challenge you? Is it because she's not a pushover? Is it because she's not going to sit at home and have your babies and not have a voice?
Yeah.
But why do you want that, though? Well, yeah,
you're right. I mean, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. My issue is with dudes who date them.
I think I'm probably, yeah, because I'm not going to be quiet. Hey, listen. I could be home because I got a couple, 3, 4, 5 businesses I will run from home. So I'm going to make
it. But you ain't going to be quiet, though.
You're right.
You can be at this house,
and that's
but
right.
You will not be quiet.
I'm going to voice my opinion. Absolutely.
And I think it's like, I think guys who date down, it's unfortunate, but I think they want the woman who it's a little bit easier, and she's gonna go over and beyond to make sure it works. But when she ain't got nothing to bring to the table, she is gonna go over and beyond because right. She has no other options.
But then I hear so many men saying they want a partner. So, or is it that because, I mean, in relationships I've been in, they want that feedback. They want to tell you what's going on and get your feedback.
No? Yeah, that's why men have work wives. That's the whole point of having a work wife, right?
Not always.
Oh, it totally is. Because you ain't getting that same feedback at home. And then you're longing for something else because you married the hostess at Chili's.
Stop it.
Right?
Offering up that 2 for $20.
You know, you're an iBanker and you done married this hostess.
Right.
And now she ain't got nothing to talk about because she never had a real job. She had these kids, so all she cares about is that kind of stuff. Yeah. You don't care. You talking to her about your day, she doesn't understand. Because when you talk about some debt products, she's looking at you like with this glaze over her eyes.
But it's not to say that the Chili's waitress did not go to college. She just did not, you know, press forward.
How many of these dudes? Come on now.
Or let me say this, though. How many of the women that are said waitresses, strippers, whatever, that have gone to school that will dumb their shit down just so they can date one of these guys? I mean, it's come on.
It does happen all the time. I do. I guess for me, maybe I have a bigger issue with it because I see women trying to come up. Mm-hmm. I want to move out of the hood. I want to move to the tree-lined streets. I want to move to the neighborhood where all the physicians live, so I'm going to go find a physician. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to keep living in West Charlotte when I can live in, like, South Charlotte.
Yeah.
So if that means I got to go find a dude that's a level or two above me. But for men, why are you going to West Charlotte to find your mate?
Because
I don't understand that.
Because what? Do we go back to, like, episode, what was that? 1 or 2 when we had Just Ryan on,
yeah.
And it was like, my dad told me to date, what did he say? To marry, like,
marry the hoe.
Yes, the tramp. Like, they want someone that, they want, so, and I guess this is what it is. They want someone that's versatile. So is that woman that has that MBA not willing to be versatile enough for them?
Maybe not, because she's getting up in the morning just like you are every day.
Listen, I got 2 master's degrees.
But you're getting up and going to work like he is every day. If you meet a dude who's like, I got a career. Mm-hmm. I got to be at work at 7 like you got to be at work at 7. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to cupcake with you during the day about some dumb shit because I'm at work like you are. It's difficult, though, because at the end of the day, when he wants his ego stroked, you looking at him like, I just pulled the same 12-hour shift that you did.
I stroke egos. I do.
Good for you, because it's a struggle for me.
But it's not a struggle, because for me, I think it's more like, it's almost like Wonder Woman. I love Wonder Woman, right? She ain't had no sidekick. She ain't had no little dude. Yeah. She ain't had no little woman with her.
Yeah.
I know I can handle my shit. I don't need to tell you what happened at my day at work, because when I leave work, I don't even want to think about that shit no more. So you want to say whatever happened at your job? Oh yeah, babe, you know, this, you know, I can do that for you. Well, we're not going to do it all night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's a point where I don't want to talk about work anymore.
Don't get me started on the either all night
one
thing.
Of us.
Both of us got to go to work.
Right. We can, we can talk about work, brief the day, and move on. Because my whole thing is, I'll give you what you need. You're giving me what I need. I'm going to get what I need.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem. And again, not to say women are stronger than men, but we handle more.
That's absolutely true.
But at the same time, I want to know I have that dude that when I need to kind of voice what's going on, that you're willing to support me too.
Oh, absolutely.
But we don't do it as much as men. We don't.
We hold a lot in. I think we suppress some things that we feel like we need and want and desire because we have this need to please. And
I don't even know if it's a need to please.
It's please, it's that nurture, protect, and provide.
It's that expectation that we have to be strong at all times.
Yeah.
And I sent you that article that, what is her name?
Viola Davis.
Yes. Thank you. See what the alcohol do to you?
I stay sharp, though.
Hey, look, I don't.
Come for me.
Look, I don't.
I'm better with the liquor
than
without.
I'm like, what name? what was her name again? But she said that I don't like black women. We don't have that opportunity. Or when we're vulnerable, people look at it. We're not supposed to be able to express that.
That's so true.
We don't have that window.
The boy and I just had this conversation on, I think it was Sunday. I can't remember. And I had to tell him, you know, I take the weekends off, right? And he's looking at me like I'm crazy. And I was just talking about cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I mean, you've already said you don't cook on Fridays, but Saturday and Sunday? Do I not cook for you and men and goddess Monday through Thursday?
See?
Can I not get Friday and Saturday off? I always cook on Sunday because I too want a Sunday meal. He's looking at me like I just grew three heads. Like, what you mean? Okay. So you ain't gonna cook today.
And that's the thing for me. So when I had my living, I was like, I'm not gonna do all the cooking. You can cook for one.
Mm.
You taught me how to cook a couple things.
But so what happened when you meet somebody that can cook?
He gonna buy some meals on them nights. Because what I'm not gonna do is cook. I don't mind doing 4 and 3. I'll cook 4 days, you cook 3. Whether you can cook or not, you're responsible for providing meals up in here 3 nights a week.
And it's so crazy. It's so much more than just even providing the meal. Mm. Like, I cooked on Sunday. I probably started cooking at like 4 or something. The meal maybe took an hour to cook. Not even. So I just had it kind of sitting on the stove. So it's like 8:30. You know, we don't watch way too many episodes of House of Cards. You know, our daily routine or whatever. And he's like, but what's going on with the food? And I'm like, the food has been done for hours. He's
right.
Like, but you didn't say it was done.
So I got to announce and provide and present.
Mm-hmm. Food is done. Everybody
ring the bell. Ring the bell.
And it's just, that's my role.
Yeah. And I mean, fine. You didn't know the food was done. I can tell you the food was done.
Okay. Child, please, you knew the food was done. You saw me
I'm
chopping
not in
up
the
goddamn green peppers.
I'm sitting here watching
at 2:30 this afternoon. But whatever. If you need me to actually say it, I will say. But I think it's like, it's a part of the role, though.
Yeah, it is.
I might ask him, did you pay the light bill? Because the light bill was due. And he might just say, yes, of course I paid it.
Right.
And that's just a little bit of me and my anxiousness
on
saying,
the other side
did
of it.
You,
yeah.
did you do? Because I'm used to making sure all the stuff
it's
is done.
Right.
And so I have to look at it in that way. But I think it's like when you're dating down as a woman, you do get a lot of flack about it. But you have to realize what's important, what's truly important.
Well, you have to know that. What's truly important to you before you even start dating in general? Because we're saying dating down because we're looking at it from a monetary perspective?
Because people feel like they have a set status or yeah. level, mm-hmm. right? So I'm a lawyer and I make six figures.
But, and there are those women.
To meet that somebody will, that's making at least six figures, so I ain't trying to take care of him and pay the bills.
And I mean, you got a right to that. You have a right to say that. But when I say dating, like, there are women out there that will give their man the money just to even feel like he's paying. So are you really comfortable with dating down if you're doing that? I don't think so.
But I think you are, because you're not doing that for yourself. You're doing it for him. So sometimes there's an adjustment period, right? Yeah. So if that's the situation that he's never been in before, if he's never been in a situation where he can't afford to pay for something,
then we need to eat in, because what I'm not going to do.
But you might be the person who wants to eat out. So like for me, think about, I dated the boo for years. You know, I'm a traveler. I like to eat out. I love a good Del Frisco.
Girl, we was there on
Saturday. Love a good top shelf liquor. And for him to kind of like be looking at me like, girl, I am in school.
Right.
The hell? How much longer is this program? So we can't go to Hawaii. So what you're saying is we cannot go to Hawaii. You know what I mean? I don't understand why we can't go to Hawaii. He would be like looking at me like,
you know what?
Is she crazy? Does she not know? Right? I am in school. What are you learning? What is we going to do with this? You know, but I think it's an adjustment period. So if ever there was a time where if I even sensed that he felt like he wasn't uncomfortable with being in this space, because he didn't go into school thinking, oh, I'm about to date this girl and I'm a treat her to wine and I'm a wine and dine her or whatever. Yeah. No, he went into school single thinking it don't matter if I ain't got no money because I ain't cupcaking nobody. Mm-hmm. And I pursued him. Mm. Right? Like, I was like, no, nigga, we finna be together.
Forever. Every week, we said that. Every podcast, we've said that.
You is mine forever. And so it's like, well, is he really required to do the adjustment?
No, it's really you. But that's what I'm saying. It's you to do the adjustment. And it's not to say that you don't have to have those things you like. But why do you have to give him the money to front like he's paying for
it? No. We've never done that.
Oh, okay.
We've never done that. That's my point. Because he doesn't care.
And right. And that's the thing.
The boo doesn't care. Because he would be like, oh, no, the check is hers. Because she wanted to come out here and buy these motherfucking steaks and these drinks. And I done told her that we could have ate at home or we could have went to Wendy's. No, he would blatantly be like, no, please give it to her. Because we could have been at home. I didn't ask for
this. Right. This is not what I signed up for. Right. But, and that's what I guess for me, I think people put too much emphasis on what other people think.
Yeah.
Because if you're happy in your relationship, I don't give a damn who's paying for it. First of all, how do they know you're not married? You have a joint account. That's what always crosses my mind.
I think that's true. But when you're single, you're not thinking about that. Because I'm the girl single who came from the year before dating a dude that had, like, money.
But, and you know I've never done that, though.
And so, I'm coming from a place of people see me out. I'm popping out of the restaurant. We valet pulling up. It's a Rolls Royce.
Right.
That's see, how we're rolling.
I've never done
now,
that.
Now I'm paying for the check. I don't.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I wasn't ready.
I don't get it.
But no, my point is like, for me, I've never done that. So it's almost like, but like I said, so who cares who pays for the check?
Yeah.
Who knows? They don't know where he paid 1 week. We could have been to freaking Hawaii last week and I had to pick up this little small ass check.
You gotta get to that space internally though. Yeah. And I think for women sometimes it's difficult. For me, it's like the boo and I could go out to eat right now and I might put it on my card for so whatever reason. So right. I could get my freaking reward points. Like who knows?
But that's what I'm saying. They
but
don't
you
know
gotta get to that point internally where you're not worried about.
But to my
what point, outsiders though, are saying. Then and you're thinking not
ready
and,
to date down if you yeah. aren't at that point.
And so it might not it. Even be dating down though. You're right. not ready to really truly meet your soulmate right. until you're ready to find yourself and live in that space of and this is happy. Who I am.
Yep.
And this is what makes me happy. I don't care if this man ain't got a job.
Listen.
But he makes me happy.
Yes.
And he's a good guy and he mm-hmm. treats me well and he treats my child and well.
And that's all that matters.
And that's all that yeah. matters.
Because this dude could have $1 million cash in his pocket with billions in the bank. Treating you like shit.
Yeah. He could have $1 million, but he wouldn't trade that $1 million for you.
No.
And so what does it matter? And
exactly. No. I agree.
And I think so that's the moral of it. It's not dating down. It's finding the person who works for you, mm-hmm. but you can't find the person that works for you until you figure out who you truly are.
Yep.
And what it is that you really, really want and what's important to you.
Yes.
And I think when you find that, when you figure out, you know what? I want somebody that loves me unconditionally.
Yeah. And that is love. Love has nothing to do with dollars and cents. Absolutely mm-hmm. nothing.
Because the crazy thing about it is, I know you guys don't seem to understand this, but money can go away.
At the blink of an eye. It Wesley Snipes was in jail for tax evasion. I mean, look, money can go.
It can go away. I know you guys think it lasts forever, but exactly. for some reason, it can go away. But and then what happens? Are you happy with the person that you chose?
Well, and I was going to say that and the fact that when you die, that can money,
take it with you.
Right. It's not even, it's just gone.
Yeah.
So if you're not living for today and making sure you're happy in what, in the places in your life that really matter, that money, so I had this thought earlier today. So, you know, going through this whole freezing of the eggs, figuring mm-hmm. out my life. Talk
about an episode eventually. Coming soon. We're going to call it Being Mary Jane.
Right. Anyway, and I was just like, goodness, I just wish that, you know, to my younger friends that they really, you know, they want to be successful and they're going to school and they're getting these degrees. But that at the end of the day, you don't marry a degree.
You don't
raise a degree. And I wish I would have taken that step back at a younger age to realize that because, yeah, I have these degrees. You can put them on a wall. Mm-hmm. But you're coming home to a freaking dog. And I love her to death. But it's a dog. It's not a husband. It's not a child. And you don't get that time back.
You don't.
So you have to really focus in early on what you think is going to make you happy because you have all your life to be successful. There's no time limit on being successful, but honey, those eggs.
Yeah, there's a timeline on that.
Exactly.
I also think there's a reason that married people are more successful. Yeah. And I think we tend to kind of push it off. But I think the reason married people are more successful because you have a person that's day in and day out looking at you from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose the right person, they can help you be better.
Yes. And they'll always make you be better.
They can give you that motivation that you need. They can be the person that says, nah.
Right.
Like the other night, we were watching one of the like random black movies on Netflix. And the boo was totally indulging me because he knows that I love a good black movie on Netflix.
Straight
As I'm watching it, I won't let him turn it, but I'm like, the wardrobe styling is terrible. Like, why would they pick these outfits if this character is supposed to have this type of personality? He would never wear that. So I'm just going on and on. And he's like, you know, can you please just watch the movie? And I'm like, no. Why would they even put him on that watch? Like, if you have the budget to pay. So I'm just like going, I'm like completely dissecting the movie, right?
Uh-huh.
And so then I'm like on the iPad and I'm like, I'm going to look up what you have to do to be a wardrobe stylist in a movie.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, no, you're not. Because we're not going to go down that road. Because what you're going to do is watch this movie and not take on any other outside activities.
Right.
Other than the ones that you've already said you were going to focus on. So put it down.
Like, stop it right
and
now.
I was like, okay.
But you have that person to check you.
And And it's totally his personality because he'd just be like, no.
No.
No, you're not.
We're not going to do that. And I'd be like, oh, everybody, I mean, men and women alike need that person that's going to be brutally honest with them. Like,
brutally honest.
I'm not here to stroke your ego. Not at this moment.
Mm-mm, not
this
today.
This doesn't make sense.
Tomorrow I might stroke you, but today, right? No. I'm going to give you the truth.
No. Like, no. You have a degree in chemistry. You aren't going to go, be a veterinarian. You know what I mean? Like, something just so opposite. Yeah. No, that's not going to work for us.
No, not today. We're not doing that today.
Right.
No. And I think it's like, that's one of the hugest benefits, I think, of, like, being partners with someone.
And that's the key word, being a partner.
Being a partner.
Yeah.
Because they have a vested interest mm-hmm. in your success.
Yep.
You have a vested interest in their success. And by success, I don't mean, like, your financial success or
just
monetary success.
Being happy and being at a point
being
in your life
a good
where
person,
you want to be.
Raising your kids the right way.
Because if you're off, I'm off, and that just does not help the bottom line, quote-unquote. Yeah.
It don't jive. And so I think, you know, this is one of our many cases for marriage. Marriage being finding your partner. If you guys don't want to legally get married,
I was about
what
to
if? Say. You know, what else? That's your thing.
Don't
whatever. I've met
that.
People that have been together for 10, 15 years or whatever.
Married.
They're not married. And whatever works for you, works for you. I believe in marriage because of the legal ramifications of not being married. I don't want somebody being like,
look,
you can't tell me what
I
to do.
I don't know what's
worse.
Is it the legal ramifications or the hood ramifications? Because let me tell you
all
something. What you're not going to do is be up in here for 10 years.
I'm getting your pension. I'm getting your 401k. I want your social security. I want it all.
That is true.
In my name.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay. I want all of it.
All that shit.
Give me all that shit. But I think there's something to be said. We're creatures of connectivity and community.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason we tend to gravitate towards each other on a friendship level, on a family level, and on a relationship level. And so I don't see my life for the next 30, 40 years alone. I enjoy being with the boo.
Yeah.
I enjoy That's being true. Able to watch Netflix on the weekends.
With
even though
book.
I really like going out. I really
no,
do. No, she you know I do. I don't
whatever.
Be out, but I
whatever.
Like going out.
Whatever.
But if I got to be at home, I want to be at home in the boo.
Right. You want to be at home with someone you enjoy.
Yeah. Like, ooh, look at Claire and Frank. What are they going to do this week?
Who?
You got to watch House of Cards, hey,
Q. Oh, Jay. I did until, like, episode. What season 3?
You gotta
just
get back into
me.
It. It's really good.
Anyway.
Not that I ever want to be them because they're a little too extreme for me. They are, and I'm not really into that. And I think it's because they don't have kids. But that's just my own personal assessment. I think you need kids to like balance you out.
Yeah, kind of break it up.
You
yeah.
do because Minnie got us coming in the house like every day, and she'd be like, "What y'all doing? What's going on?
What's going on?"
It's just like, how do you even like
her.
Deal with that? She's so special. But anyway,
yes.
So that wraps up another episode of Drink Till We're Married. What we got going on? You guys need to hit us up on Instagram and Facebook, drinktowermarried.com.
Listen, because we've been posting a lot of articles on Facebook, getting a lot of feedback. So if you don't follow us on Facebook, you should.
Yeah, you should.
So,
and like our page.
Yes.
Don't just like our post. Like our page.
Yes.
Don't make us have to spend money on ads just to get you to click a button.
Listen.
It's unnecessary. Okay?
It is. We want to put our money where it counts. Like giving away things to our listeners, which will be coming
yes.
very soon.
Yes. We're going to do a giveaway
very soon.
Yes. And it's going to be a good giveaway, too. And if you guys know us, liquor will be involved.
Absolutely. What?
And I don't know anybody that want to give up some free liquor.
Basically.
Do you want to give up some free liquor? Because I don't want to give up some free liquor.
I'm not going to let a drop sit in his glass.
This ain't going to be like one of those Target surveys. Like, fill out a survey and you might win $500 that you never win. No. Mm. You have a very good chance of winning.
Exactly. So please subscribe to the newsletter because, of course, that's where we're going first. To our subscribers, we got to show them love. And you can do that on the website at drinktillwe'remarried.com.
Yes, yes, yes. And like I said, hit us up on Facebook and Instagram, Drink Till We're Married. On Twitter, it's DTWM_podcast. What we're also going to put up on the website is we're seeking some special guests for our show. So if you'd like to be featured as a special guest,
if you have a hot topic,
check us out on the website or send us an email to let us know that you're open and available to be a special guest at drinktowe'remarried@gmail.com.
Yes.
So until the next time,
I'd rather be sober.
No, you never rather be sober.
Sober? I'd rather be single, not sober.
And I'd rather be engaged than...
than sober. No, wait.
Sober?
Than single. Wait.
Than single?
I don't know.
I'd rather be with a boo than to be with nobody.
Aw, how cute. We're going to figure out a something for y'all married folks.
Right?
We're going to figure something out. Because I know y'all love y'all spouses and y'all fiancés, but y'all love y'all drinks.
So right.
I'll be on the hunt for that too.
Shout out to the boo that don't drink, but he lets me drink.
How could he not? Okay.
Till the next time. We'll see you guys next week.
Cheers.
Bye.